All right, we are here, and welcome back, and it's time for some questions, so who would like to begin?
So, Steve online, he says, do I need to establish a receiving channel? Is that the hold up in my manifestations? Much thanks.
All right, well, if you realize that you don't have a receiving channel, dear one, then yes, that is the hang-up. Unfortunately, we don't have more context from you, so therefore we can't really go into any more depth. But yes, you must get the channel together first. Now, you may want to manifest that channel. So we do suggest that you think, okay, I want to get some money. Okay, what is the money for? Oh, so that I can live well. Okay, and what does that look like? Okay, it looks like me having a nice apartment and a job and blah, blah, blah. Okay, good, good. So let's manifest you getting a job because that'll give you the money for the apartment. Okay, all right. So what kind of job do you want to get? What kind of job do you feel you need to have and you must have? Maybe you're strapped for cash. You've got to get any job you can find. But if you have a little bit more luxury to think about it, you know, what job would you like? What area would you like to be participate in? What industry attracts you? What, et cetera, et cetera. And so what you would do then is to take, for example, the kind of that general type of job. Well, what kind of lifestyle would be with a job? Would it be something that would be flexible hours or something that where you work at the office and you've got real steady pay? Or is it something that is kind of more on the gig economy level where you can do this and that? You can do maybe different types of things part-time. Look at what it is that you would like to manifest for that job, for example. And then go through the 16 pieces. Put the 16 pieces together to get a job. To get a job that would pay you enough for you to have that apartment and maybe even for you to have a nice car, for you to buy a car if you're really strapped, a used car, you know, that works well. It's not a lemon or something. And start putting together that picture. If you're looking to move and you want to buy a place but you can't afford it, well then, do you have any more possibilities for income channels or any more possibilities? Now, there's several different ways of bringing in money, for example. Okay, you can inherit it. You can get it from investments that you've already made, but, of course, you already have to have some money for that. You can win it. You can earn it in your income. And you can find it. Finding it means that somehow or another you find something that is intriguing and interesting enough or resourceful enough that you can sell, you can make money with it. Like, for example, there was sometimes in garage sales, incredibly amazing items are bought for a couple of dollars and it turns out that there were thousands of, and so on, that kind of finding it. So there's a lot of different ways to allow money to come in. Now, if you look at any area of life that you want, a relationship or a love channel, or you're looking for a health improvement or whatever it is, there's going to be several ways to experience that too. You know, you can find your loved one through a church or a religious or spiritual institution or group or gathering, through your local community. You know, if you love children or something, you can find it through and you have children and you're single, you can find it through maybe PTA meetings or school functions. There's different channels through which you can find things. So think about those channels. Think about the openings that could allow you to receive. And then you choose those And you go through the 16 steps and do that. All right. Thank you for that question.
So here is Jay saying that he would like you to talk more about number 3, imagination, especially about discerning when his imagination is based on fears.
Okay. Well, the thing is that everyone is trained to have a fear-based imagination. So it does take discernment to distinguish that. And we can understand how important this question is when you're wanting to utilize your imagination. So the first thing we would suggest is an imagination is to let your imagination just go wild. Just go off the charts. Just whatever. The point is for you first to find it is what you really want. Because the fear-based imagination is the one that's saying, oh, I don't think I can get what I really want. I need to do something that will give me safety, security. And I want something reliable for safety, security. I want, that kind of thing. I want to settle into this little niche, and I want it to be safe and secure and cozy. I want that relationship that person and I will just bond and it's just be the two of us, and we'll just soak each other up, and we'll just, you know, all be safe and secure in our little, you know, little place. But the thing is that any time that your imagination has a diminishment of any sort on it, or a sense of necessity anywhere on it, that's fear-based. So the first thing to do is to go as far out as you can. What is your real passion? What is it really, really, really want to feel and experience? What kind of high do you want to get? What kind of lifestyle do you want to live with whatever this is that the forms that you want? Whatever lifestyle is it? What are you going to feel when you wake up in the morning? What are you going to do during your day? How are you going to celebrate your life? How are you going to, how are you just going to be? Who are you going to see yourself as being? Use your imagination to just stretch and stretch and stretch and put together your ideal life. That means that you imagination, you want to go down to number 6. This is what's going to bump you out of the fear-based reality, is that you go first to the ideal. You imagine, you start your imagination, fantasize, step into the imagination, step into the fantasy, play with it, okay, tweak it, hone it. Oh, I'd love to live with this place where there's this big, beautiful forest and mountains. No, I think I'd rather have the seashore, and I'd like the mountains to come down to the seashore. You know, you may think, well, what's that got to do with anything? Well, it's symbolic to you. It's important to get these kind of what feels right. Just make it up as if you had, if it has anything to do with money or anything that you think that you need, that you absolutely must be wealthy or whatever it is. Then just, what if you had all the money in the world? Okay, what if you just had almost as much as Bezos, okay? What if you just were loaded and there was absolutely no concern whatsoever about money? Now, what would you do? You've got to use your imagination beyond all the worries. Okay, what if you want that relationship? You want this whole thing with your adult child to resolve so that you can be close again. You want that sense of reconnection or whatever it is. Whatever it is that you desire, imagine you already have it. Now, imagine what you'll be doing. Imagine beyond it. That's the ideal. What is it beyond? Beyond. So there's no concern about it. It's like the, like we were talking about the future. When you're working with future, you want to go to the ideal future, and the ideal future, you know, of the world, okay, is beyond all the problems of the world now, and it's beyond all the solutions to the problems of the world now. In fact, you're beyond even thinking about it. It's not even natural to think about. Look at what we're doing. It used to be such a problem. It's not even on the radar. You're in a life where it just doesn't exist. What's going to be there instead? That's how you get to the ideal. And so we're glad you asked this question, because when you imagine, you want to imagine the ideal. You want to go all the way out. And you start with the fantasy, blow it up, step it in, play. Go beyond all the stuff that you think is necessity, all the stuff that you worry about, all the stuff that is of concern, that is a burden, that is a pressure, that is a demand, all go past it till you get to the place where you're completely free. You're free. You can be. You own your reality. You are home in your reality. Your body feels great. You have plenty. There's no lack anywhere. There's no worries. There's no concerns, no fears. Now, what would you do there? Now, the important thing here, since if the ideal never becomes fully realized, it's your signpost. It's your guide. It's your directional beacon. So imagining that is of extreme importance here. If you're not able to kind of imagine what you want to do, or how you want to get your channel going, and what channels you want, or what it is you really want to get, you know, well, go beyond it and get the function. That's function, again, is number 5. Function. Get the function of that ideal future. And now you've got something that will lead you. Something that will lead you beyond the fears-based reality, beyond the choices made in concerns with worries, burdens, pressures, demands, obligations, etc., etc. Okay, so that's what we would see as a way to work with these pieces and how they work together in this particular way. Thank you.
Okay, so Jane says, what channel do I need to manifest to remove my concerns about being too old to earn and to find a lover?
Okay. Okay, so this is, again, you know, the thing is, we have found that there's a couple of factors that really are significantly important. One is like we said, you've got to get the channels open, okay, and so that you can receive through them. Now, for some people, if the channel is something that requires a lot of physical activity, you've got to have a channel that you are capable of physically doing, just in case you have a physical issue. But the channel open up the channels, you've got to have this kind of, you've got to have your, again, your directional beacon, because otherwise you're not going to have any idea about that. But what this question addresses is a limiting belief based on an old identity. And so, okay, if you think you're too old, or you're worried or fearful that other people will think you're too old and that you don't deserve love and that you don't deserve an income and you don't deserve anything because you're too old, then you need to work with, number one, self-image. You need to recognize that you are divine, you're deserving, you're valuable because you are divine. Okay, you are valuable and you deserve a fabulous life. Why? Because you're divine. You can't, as we said before, you can't earn anything. You can't earn a fabulous life. Yes, you want to earn some money. That's a contractual arrangement. But you don't earn your dream. You don't earn your self-image. There's nothing you can do to work on that except to just release what is limiting you. So you go to number 9, letting go of old limiting inner habits, letting go of the past. And so what you are working with here, and this is where you forgive yourself. You are new, okay? But the most important thing here is to release a limiting belief, which is that I have lost my value because I'm old and I'm not as pretty as I was. I'm not as, you know, as vibrant as I was, and people don't appreciate me. This is an aging program, okay? This is a collective program. So in order for you to bust free of an aging program, for example, and people who do this can also see improvements in the youthing of their bodies too, is for you to go into your ideal future. Again, going to through the imagination and going to your ideal future where nobody is judged according to their age whatsoever. And that you have as much energy and health and vitality as you want. And people evaluate their relationships with other people based on the amount of love and joy and happiness and fun and sharing and caring and so forth. That the values in the relationship are more substantial. Now, what this means is that your idea of the of your relationship needs to grow up out of your child needs of security, out of your adolescent need for validation, and out of your young adult need for you to feel somehow or another that now you've got it, now you can live your life. Now that you've got that relationship, now you're free to do your thing. Those are programs in the collective. So imagine yourself beyond all of that, where those don't exist anymore, where the issue of that doesn't even exist anymore, where the whole aging thing is not of importance anymore. In fact, in the cultural and economic shifts that are going on in the world right now, there is a lot of there's going to be a lot more involvement and engagement by older people. And so they're going to have to see themselves as valuable. Right? So that is, so go there, imagine it, dream it, be there, feel it, claim it, and then forgive yourself for having held on to a limiting belief about yourself. And just keep plugging into the vibrational frequency. Remember, we said it's all vibration. Just keep remembering the vibrational frequency of what it feels like to be free of these collective judgments about aging and the aging programs and the limitations of relationships in the aging program. Okay, just get yourself to that space. Once you are in that space and you have some kind of resonance to connect with, to anchor with, then look about and say, okay, where shall I go now to create a channel for income, a channel for a relationship? And so rather than being all scared that you're going to go out and be rejected over and over and over again, hold that resonance. Go out, apply for a job. Go to a store or whatever, and apply for a job at a store that sells items that you like. You know, for example, if the channel wanted to do that, she'd probably go and apply at Whole Foods or something. You know, because that's her interest. And if that doesn't work, then you have other options too. But and also then you know, go to places where people gather, you know, maybe a senior center or whatever, and you say, oh, well, that's awfully depressing, all these old people. Well, hello. What are you going to create some magic or what? Okay, you've got to create magic here, and you do it by imagination. That's why magic and imagination come from the same place energetically. So you've got to break free of this whole hesitation and fear that is on, that you're afraid everybody's going to judge you. Well, stop judging yourself, and then nobody else's judgment will make a damn bit of difference. Okay? All right, dear one. We wish you very much a success with that endeavor. All right.
Hello, Galexis.
Yes.
Wonderful to be here.
And this is?
Pamela.
All right. Okay.
I need to manifest an either, well, probably both, a really good literary agent for a book that I just completed, and a publisher. It's a metaphysical book.
Mm-hmm.
And it's to find an agent to carry this kind of material, I'm sure is people do it all the time, but with all the books that you buy and all the lists of agents, and there are hundreds of them, I have done this in the past, not with this work, but with another one. It took me weeks sending out letters and emails and proposals and everything. I rarely ever got even a response.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's kind of not that's not a good memory either.
That's true. That's part of nine. Let go of the old self, the old identity, the old strategies.
Mm-hmm. So what would you suggest?
All right. We're going to give you a fun story that really happened along this line. The channel was an astrologer, and she had a friend of hers who was an astrologer who wrote a book. And her astrology friend decided that she was just going to, she needed to find an agent. Okay, it's time to find an agent. I'm not going to go to the astrology publishing houses. They're pretty, pathetic, pretty boring. They don't reach anybody. I want this book to get out there. So, and I'm not willing to make it a vanity publishing. You know, I'm not going to put out, a lot of money for it. I don't have that, but I'm going to find an agent. She decided that. And that's where you want to. That's what she did is that she, her self-image is that she wanted to reach the world. Her desire and motivation was she wanted to share this beautiful information with the world. She was so excited about it. It was clean. She imagined that it was out there. The form was that she got the agent, she got the publisher, and she got her book out there. The function was, of course, that she, once she got the book out there, she would have more fun having clients and teaching seminars and be able to get out into the world with her peers and have fun with that. So she went to choice and intention. And she basically let go of the fear-based choices. She made a love-based choice that this is what she wanted and this is what will come. And so she decided it will come. She decided to expect and know, number 13, okay? So she took an action plan. She decided that her channel needed to be an agent. And so she took an action plan. So she knew she had to contact agents. So she just basically meditated on it, and thought, okay, let me know. She asked her guides. This is connecting with her divine team. Let me know when's a good time. When's a good time to connect with an agent? And she was living in New York at the time, New York City, and so New York City is overflowing with agents. So, yay, okay. All right, now, you can get the New York City phone book anywhere, right, online. But at that time, she got out the New York City phone book at the time that she got, this is the time. And so she started penduluming the agents. She just kept flipping around and then she zoned in and, okay, this. She placed the phone call to that agent's office. And the agent picked up. And the agent just happened to be picked up. Never, seldom, ever picked up the phone. Just happened that day that the receptionist had a family emergency. And the agent was finishing up and was ready to leave the office when the phone rang and decided to pick it up. That became this woman's agent. She found the publisher. She put out the book. And she became one of the best-known astrologers around. And the publisher was not an astrology publisher. It did do some metaphysical stuff, but it got it out there. And she was able, from that point, to go to conferences and do her seminars. and build up her classes and have the fun of her life. Okay? And she did it by just sensing, intuiting, allowing herself to hone in and allowing that channel to open for her. She was willing to receive it, and she expected it, and she looked for the magic, and there it was. Now, we're not saying that the form of doing that will be the same for you, but the point we're making here is that this is an intuitive thing that if you do your manifestation and look through the 16 points, okay, you're not going to be the same person you were when you sent out all those disappointing letters. You're not going to be at the same level frequency-wise. Your self-image is going to be vastly more. Your desire and motivation is going to be clearer. Your imagination is going to be more expanded. The form is going to be cleaner, clearer, ready to go. Your function is going to be much cleaner. You do need to clean up a little bit in your internal stuff and make sure that you forgive yourself for having held on to an old limiting belief that it's so hard to find an agent. Okay, let it go. Because magic doesn't work when you hold a limiting belief. You understand that, of course. Now, look at your mind talk about it. You know, let it go. Let that old identity go, the disappointed one. Okay, because there was a you that was disappointed. That was you that felt stalled and you got tired and you stopped. Now, part of that was that you needed to regroup yourself. And if you notice that even though it may be years later, you have not only regrouped yourself, you got divine support in the writing of this book. Did you not?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you can see that you already are on a bigger and more brilliant track than you were when you were before. Okay? What you're doing now is more who you are. It is more true and authentic to you and authentic to a greater spiritual being than the you that you were. So this is a whole new playing field. This has no relationship whatsoever with your past. Can you kind of sense how the world is new now?
Yes.
Okay, own it. Own it. You went through the transition from August 2017 through March 2019. You went through that transition. You wrote your book. You did what you came, you did part of your mission. This is your mission. Do you think that your team is going to abandon you now? No. This is your mission. Know that this will be because this is your choice as the divine being that you are. You're at a level where you can own yourself. You don't have to play victim anymore, which the you that was then felt kind of like a victim, like powerless. You didn't feel like you had the power. You have it now. And you have the support. You're ready to roll. You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah. So see it as a completely different thing. Start fresh. Just clean out that whole past. Okay. Just clean it out. You can do it with choice. Forgive yourself. Do it with choice. Let it go. Let that old self die. Let yourself be new. Claim that. Own that. Okay. And then let yourself open up that channel, and then let yourself seek. You may let yourself do what the channel's friend did. You may even just make phone calls. Have your proposal, have your package or whatever to send. But maybe you might just want to make phone calls to that office to determine, okay, well, we'll do that. And just every time you make a call, just stay in the resonance. Yeah, stay in the resonance of the ideal, okay? Let yourself look for the magic because, the magic is there. Just watch for the magic, okay? Now, there's several places where you watch for the magic. You can watch for the magic in 8 during choice, power, and intention. You can watch for the magic in in connecting with your divine team. And you can watch for the magic with the expectation and know. You can, which is 13. You can watch for the magic at 14. You can watch for the magic at 15. And you can watch for the magic at 16. There's so much magic. And that's what makes it easy. So if you do some things, don't get discouraged so fast. Okay, you said that a few. Oh, that's interesting. You're doing the dance. You understand? Okay, you do that. You're moving the energy. You're moving the energy. And you talk to your guide and say, yeah, I'm ready to go. I'm willing to go. I'm just moving the energy, knowing that you're moving the energy just so, because you end up with a no, oh, or no response at all. Oh, okay, that's obviously not my agent. Okay, so let's do the dance. Let's try a few more. Let's do this. Let's do that. Relax about it. Let the magic come. Okay? All right. You're welcome.
So this is just a comment here on what you said earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, thank you so much. Wow, were we connected. That's from Jane.
All right. Okay. Great.
Just letting you know. And then Nicholas, that wasn't really a question, but he says, I have been working on manifesting a house near Los Angeles. But in the process, I have manifested things I never thought about. With a big question mark at the end. So I guess that's the question.
Right. Right. Well, you see, your manifestation is not the form. Your manifestation is the function. Okay. So sometimes the form doesn't come, but the function does. And when the function comes in, it may bring another form with it. That's just part of the magic. So if you want the house near L.A., you might want to do a little bit more of the dance. That's all we can say. Just to kind of direct the energy towards that particular goal, if that's what you want. But you also need to be clear. Is that really what you want? Or is that something that seems to be good for you, but you don't really feel all that excited about it? Then you need to make an adjustment inside yourself to decide whether you want to do it or not, whether you really want to do it or not. And if you do, and you feel your motivation, you feel the energy, go do the dance, which the dance would be, of course, to get onto the multiple listings or whatever, the listings for rentals or whatever you need, and just keep looking and keep looking and asking the guides, okay, all right, I'm ready, I'm open, come on, and so on. And don't get discouraged. There's a certain perfect timing for everything. And a lot of people think, oh, it should be happening right now. And no, this is time. You're in time. Time has a certain unfoldment. It has a certain involvement. And for most people, they're in a hurry to get what they want. And it just, the more you urge, you put any urgency on it, of course, the worse it gets. Not that you're putting urgency on it, but the thing is that you just want to start moving some energy towards that if it is your correct motivation. So you do need to be clear about that, okay? But overall, we would say that you're enjoying magic, so celebrate that and see how the other things that have shown up are matching the function, okay? Maybe you need to realign the function with the form as well. So check that out and do a little bit of work with number two, your desire motivation, and number three, your imagination. Okay? All right. Thank you.
So now I still have a question.
All right.
Which is the last
one. The last question, yes.
And that is, are those that are listening to this broadcast right now going to receive this 16-point list?
Do you have a way of sending it to them?
Yes, of course.
All right, then yes, why not?
Yes, I think it would be great benefit for them to have that.
The only problem that we could see with this is that sometimes people could try and see this as a simplification. And we want to emphasize this is not a simplification. This is a, what would you call, an easy-fication, okay? This is your checklist just to make sure you get those 16 points. But each point has its depth. Each point has its own complexity. And so therefore, if people are willing to understand that, then we would suggest this would be fine to send out. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Okay, so that means we're ready for the meditation, yes?
Yes.
All right, so let's go into the meditation.